Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Kelly Harris. I'd like to thank you all for calling in, Walking in the Footsteps of Jesus Ministry, Radio Episode 75. I'd like to continue on with the reading of the book of Jeremiah, beginning with chapter 49. I know that I was talking about continuing this teaching on Thursday night, but the Lord was pressing me when I ended the last teaching to keep on going. And so at 3:31 a.m. in the morning, I am up, and I am going to try to finish up the book of Jeremiah. I began the teaching of the book of Jeremiah when I was still a part of the Lighthouse Team Ministries. If you ever want to look up Lighthouse Team Ministries, just put up Apostles' Doctrine and go through the archives, and you'll find where I was teaching the book of Jeremiah. And when I began this ministry, I continued on with the teaching of the book of Jeremiah, and that was a year ago. So, a year later, we're still on the teaching. It's a good teaching. And before I begin reading the first chapter, let us all pray together. Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you for today. I thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that whoever is listening to this lesson will be touched and blessed by it and will understand your word even more so, Lord. I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, who does reign forever and ever. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Let us begin. Judgment on Amos, chapter 49 of the book of Jeremiah. Against the Ammonites, thus saith the Lord, Israel no son, has he no heir? Why then does Melkoth inherit Gad, and his people dwell in the city? Therefore, behold, the days are coming, saith the Lord, that I will cause to be heard an alarm of war on Rabbah of the Ammonites. It shall be desolate now, and their villages shall be burned with fire. But Israel shall be taken, it shall take possession of the Lord. Meaning that during the time when the Babylonians were ruling Judea, all the people, like the Ammonites and the Philistines, were getting there of the land that they lost to Israel, Israelites with, and here they were on the land again. And God didn't want them on the land because he gave it to Israel, even though Israel is being punished by God at this time because they disobeyed him and he allowed Babylon to take them over. He's telling what's going to happen to them in the future according to his judgment, that they're not going to keep those lands that they are claiming is theirs. This was a promise God had given to Abraham and later on to Jacob. The land was going to be their land and their descendants' land, not the land for the Philistines or the Amorites or all the Moabites. This was not their land. Verse 3. Well, O Hezbron, for I has plundered. Cry, your daughter is Rabbah. Rid yourself with sackcloth, lament and run to and fro by the wall. The Milcah shall go into captivity with its priests and princes together. Why do you glory in the valley, your flowing valley? old backsliding daughter who trusted in her treasure, saying, "Who will I come against? Behold, I will bring fear upon you, saith the Lord of hosts. From all those who are around you, you shall be driven out, everyone headlong. And no one will gather those who wander off, but afterwards they will bring back the captives of the people of Ammon, saith the Lord. The judgment of Edom, against Edom, thus saith the Lord of hosts, is wisdom no more, is human. Has counsels perished from the prudence, has their wisdom vanished? Flee, turn back, and dwell in the depths of all the inhabitants of Edom, for I will bring calamity of Esau upon you. The time I will punish him. If great gatherers came to you, would they not leave some green grapes? If thieves by night, would they not destroy until there are enough? But I made Esau bare. I have uncovered his secret places, and he shall not be able to hide himself. His descendants are plunderers, his brethren and his neighbors, and he is no more. Leave your fatherless children. I will preserve them alive, and let your widows trust in me. But thus saith the Lord, behold, those judgments with not to drink out of the cup have assuredly drunk, and are you the one who will altogether go unpunished. You shall not go unpunished, but you shall surely drink of it. For I have sworn by myself, saith the Lord, that brass shall become a desolation, a reproach and waste, and curse, and the city shall be a perpetual waste. I have heard the message from the Lord, and an ambassador has been sent the nation. Gather together, come again, come against her, and rise up to battle. For I, indeed, I will make you a small among nations, despised among men, for a sin you have deserved you, the pride of your heart. O who dwell in the cliffs of the rock, who hold the height of the hill, though you make your nest as high as eagle, I will bring you down from there, saith the Lord. Edom also shall be an astonishment. Everyone who goes by it will be astonished, and will hiss at all the plague that is in the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah and their neighboring cities, saith the Lord. No one shall abide there, nor shall a son of man dwell in it. Behold, he shall come up like a lion from the brooding flooding of the Jordan against the habitation of the straw. But I will suddenly make him run away from her, and he who is chosen man, that I may appoint over her. For who is he like me? Who will arrange me? Who is the shepherd? Who will withstand me? Therefore, hear the counsel of the Lord that he has proposed against the inhabitants of the timid. Surely the least of the flock shall draw them out. Surely he shall make their inhabitants desolate with it. The earth shakes at the noise of their fall, at the cry of the noise heard of the Red Sea. Behold, he shall come up and fly like an eagle, and his spread wings over Abanza, the heart of the mighty man of Edom. In that day shall be like the heart of a woman in birth and pain. Pride are shame, for they have heard the news. They are faint-hearted. There is trouble on the sea. It cannot be quiet. Damascus has grown feeble and turned to flee, and fear seized her. Anguish and sorrow is taking her like a woman in labor. Why is the city praised, not deserted, and the city of my joy? Therefore, her young man shall fall in the street, and all the men of war shall be cut off. In that day, saith the Lord of hosts, I will kindle a fire, wall of Damascus, and it shall consume the places of Ben-Hadad. Against Kedar, and against the king, the Hazarah, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, shall strike, saith the Lord. Arise, go to Kedar, and the devastate the men of the east, their tents and their flocks they shall take away. They shall take for themselves their curtains, their vessels, and their camels, and they shall cry out to them, fear, God, flee, get far away, dwell in the depth of the inhabitants of Hazor, says the Lord. The Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, has taken counsel against you, and has conceived a plan against you. Arise, go up to the wealthy nations, that dwell secretly, saith the Lord, which has neither gates nor bars, dwelling alone. Their camels shall be for booty, and the multiply their cattle for plunder. I will scatter to all the winds and those in the farthest corner, and I will bring their calamity from all its sides, saith the Lord. Hazor shall be dwelling for the jackals, a desolate forever. No one shall reside there, nor a son of man dwell in it. Judgment of Elam. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet against Elam in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judea, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, I will bring a great bow of Elam, the foremost of the might against Elam. I will bring the four winds from the four quarters of heaven, scatter towards all those who live. There shall be no nation where the captain Elam will not go. For I will cause Elam to be dismayed before their enemies. And therefore those who seek their life, I will bring disaster upon them. By fierce anger, saith the Lord, and I will send the sword after them till I have to that I will set my throne in Elam, and it will destroy from their king and the princes, said the Lord. It shall come to pass that the latter day I will bring back the captives of Elam, saith the Lord. And you see when we're reading this right here, we're saying the Lord's judgment upon me now. If you notice, he called Nebuchadnezzar, basically he said Nebuchadnezzar was his man, if you notice, in not so many words, but what it shows you right there is God's in control of all nations, even though we humans like to think we're in control. God brings judgment, harsh judgment on rulers, and also will use a ruler to do his own will, as he did with Nebuchadnezzar, as he would use with other leaders who didn't actually walk with the Lord either, who may have been pagans, but yet the Lord used them for his own benefit. And you think, well, why did he do that? Well, God is in control, and he does use, will use leaders to do his will. Sort of what he used with Cyrus, king of Persia. He used Cyrus to do his will to bring the children of Israel back into the land and to rebuild the temple that was destroyed by Babylon. And what was the king of Persia? He was a servant of God, little did he know. That's how he found out who God was. He found out that God was over him, that the real God, the Lord God, who is Jesus Christ, was over him. And he found that out. So let's continue on with our study on chapter 50, the judgment on Babylon and Babylonia. The word of the Lord spoke against Babylon and against the land of the Chaldeans by Jeremiah the prophet. Declare among the nations, proclaim, and set up a standard, proclaim, and do not conceal it. Say Babylon is taken. There is shame. Murder is broken in pieces. Her idols are humiliated. Her images are broken in pieces. For out of the north nations come up against her, which shall make her land desolate, and no one shall dwell thereon. They shall move and shall fall apart, both man and beast. In those days, children will come, and the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Judah together. With continual weeping, they shall come and seek the Lord their God. They shall ask the way to Zion with their faces toward it, saying, come, let us join ourselves to the Lord. Covenant. They will not be forgotten. My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have been led astray. They have turned them away on the mountain. They have gone from the mountain to the hill. They have forgotten their resting place. All found them have devoured them. And their adversaries say, we have not offended, because they have sinned against the Lord, the inhabitants of justice, the Lord of hosts, and their father. Move from the midst of Babylon. Go out in the land of the Chaldeans, and be like the name, but be like the ram before the flock. For behold, I will raise the cause to come up against that Babylon, an assembly of great nations from the north country, and they shall arise themselves against him. But there she shall be captured. The arrows shall be in the house of an expert warrior, nor shall return in vain, and the Chaldeans shall become plunder, and who plundereth her shall be satisfied, saith the Lord. Now let's stop here for a few moments. When we read this, we can see what the Lord did to Babylon did come true. You travel around the world, have you ever visited the city of Babylon recently? No, you haven't, have you? Why not? Well, because it really doesn't exist anymore, does it? Babylon was destroyed. It was taken over by the Persians. But it wasn't destroyed at that time, though, because the Persian Empire, the king, settled in Babylon. You could say it wasn't until Alexander the Great came along, even he put his capital in Babylon, but after wars and all this other things that happened, eventually Babylon was destroyed, set on fire by war, and it's in the dust. Well, Jerusalem today still stands. And at this time, the people of Israel live in Israel, and Jerusalem is theirs. We've seen an exodus in the tree of, of Jewish people returning to their land. They came from all corners of the world to return back to Israel, their home. And we saw that prophecy come true. So the Lord, he does keep his promises, especially to his people Israel. And His hand is still out there for Israel. They're still his people. He still has the covenant with them. He loves them like a mother. How much he loves his people Israel. Verse 11. Because you are glad, because you rejoice, the destroyers of my heritage, because you have grown fat like the heifer, threshing grain, and you bellow like bulls. He's still talking about Babylon. Your mother shall be deeply ashamed. She bore, and you shall be ashamed. Behold, the least of the nation shall be in the wilderness. A dry and a desert because of the wrath of the Lord shall be evident, for ye shall be holy, desolate. Everyone goes by Babylon shall be horrified at the hiss of their plague. Put yourself array against Babylon all around. All who bend the bow, shoot at her. Spare no arrow, for she has sinned against the Lord. Shed against her all around. She has given her hand. Her foundations have fallen. Her walls are thrown down, for there is vengeance in the Lord. Take vengeance on her, and she is done, so do not to her. Sour from Babylon, as him who handles the sickle at the harvest time. Ever fear the opening sword. Everyone shall turn to his own people. Everyone shall flee to his own land. Israel is like scattered sheep. The lions have driven him away. First, the king of Assyria devoured him. Now, at last, this Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, has broken his bones. Therefore, says the Lord of hosts, Israel, behold, I will punish the king of Babylon and his land, and I will punish the king of Assyria, for I will bring back Israel to his inhabitants, and he shall feed on the Carmel and Bashan. His soul shall be satisfied on the Mount Ephraim and Gilead. In those days, in that time, saith the Lord, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought, but there shall be none, for they shall not be found, for I will pardon those whom I preserve. Go up against the land of the Mercian against it, against the inhabitants of Peacon. Waste the utter, destroy them, saith the Lord. And do according to all that I have commanded you. A sound of battle in the land, a great destruction, how the hammer of the whole earth has been broken apart, how Babylon has become desolation among nations. I have laid a snare for you, you have in Babylon, and you are not aware, you are not. You have found and also caught, because you have contended against the Lord. The Lord has opened his armory and has brought out weapons. It is indignation. For this is the work of the Lord God of hosts in the land of the chattelers. Come against her from the farthest border. Open her storehouses. Cast her up as heaps of ruins. And destroy her utterly. Nothing of her be left. Slay all the bulls. Let them go down to the slaughter. Woe to them. For their day has come. The time their punishment. The voice of those who flee. And escape from the land of Babylon. Declaring in Zion vengeance of the Lord God. Who is Zion? That is Jesus. Another word that we used to call the Messiah, Jesus. Remember, Jesus and the Lord of the faith, Lord God the Father, Jesus of the faith. Remember, as when we follow Jesus, Jesus is not God Jr., he's God here on earth. Okay? So, yes, Jesus is dying, and he is, and he did do his vengeance on Babylon. Let's continue. The vengeance of the temple. Look at that again. Verse 28. The voice of those who flee and escape from the land of Babylon declares in Zion the vengeance of the Lord our God, the vengeance of the temple. Call together the archer against Babylon, all who have bent the bow, and camp against it all around, that none of them escape. Repay her according to her work, according to all she has done to her. For she has been proud against the Lord, against the Holy One of Israel. Therefore, her young shall fall in the streets, and all men of war shall be cut off. In that day, saith the Lord, behold, I am against you, O you most proud, saith the Lord of hosts. For your day has come, the time that I will punish you. The most proud shall stumble and fall, and no one, one will raise him up. I will kindle the fire in the city, and it will devour all around it, saith the Lord of hosts. The children of Israel were oppressed along with the children of Judea, and who took them to captive and had fled them fast. They have refused to let them go. The Redeemer is strong. The Lord of hosts is in his name. He will thoroughly keep their case, that he may rest in the land and be quiet the inhabitants of Babylon. A sword is against the chattelings, saith the Lord, against the inhabitants of Babylon, against her princesses and wise men. A sword is against the sayers, and they will be fools. The sword is against her mighty men, and they will be dismayed. The sword is against the horses, against the chariots, and against all the mixed people who are in her midst. And they will become like women. A sword is against her treasures, and they will be robbed. A drought is against her waters, and they will be dried up. For it is the land of carved images, and they are insane with idols. Therefore, the wild desert beast shall dwell there with the jackals and the ostriches. Shall dwell in it. It shall be inhabited no more forever, nor shall it be dwelt in from a generation, as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, the neighboring city, saith the Lord. No one shall reside there, nor son or man will dwell in it. Behold, the people shall come from the north, and the nation, and many kings shall rise up from the end of the earth. They shall hold the bow and lance. They are cursed. We shall not show mercy. The voice shall roar like the sea. They shall ride on the horses, be array like men from battle against you, O daughter of Babylon. The king of Babylon has heard the report about them, and his hands grow feeble. Anguish is taking hold of him. Pangs as of a woman in childbirth. Behold, she'll come up like a lion from the flood of the Jordan against the inhabitants of the strong. The Lord makes them suddenly run away from her. And you, and to add, who is a chosen man, God may appoint over her. For who is like me? Who will arrange me? Who is that shepherd? Who will withstand me? Therefore, hear the counsel of the Lord that he has taken against Babylon, that he has opposed against the land of the chattelings. Surely the least of flocks shall grow the mouse. Surely he will make their inhabitants desolate with it. At the noise of the taking of Babylon, the earth trembles, and the cry is heard among the nations. And you see right there, there is no Babylon anymore, is there? No one's going to visit the great city of Babylon. No one takes a flight trip to see what Babylon is doing. Because, like Sodom and Gomorrah, the Lord laid it away because of their own evil iniquity. Reading these chapters in Jeremiah, it shows that God does not just judge his own people, Israel, but he also judges all nations on the face of the earth. And today, he still judges nations. I can use an example in our history where God has judged a nation, and not just one nation, but many nations in Eastern Europe that allied with themselves with this one nation. I'm talking about Nazi Germany. We all know Adolf Hitler put a lot of Jews to death. He gassed them. He did a lot of barbaric things to them. The God's people, many Jews tried hiding. Many Jews feared for their lives. Many Jews were behind barbed wire in the concentration camps. And yet, after the war ended, the Lord allowed the Soviet Union to take over all of Eastern Europe. Why? Because many of the people living in Eastern Europe, like Poland and other Eastern nations, people were gladly giving up their Jewish neighbors to the Nazis and allowing them to be put into concentration camps. Many Polish people criticized their fellow countrymen who were Jewish and said and were Nazi collaborators by putting them in concentration camps. So after World War II, we see a split up with Germany where half of Germany is behind barbed wire. The people are enslaved, Soviet. The people in Eastern Europe who went along with what was going on with the Jews were enslaved themselves and put behind barbed wire. France, who gave up in 1940 to Germany, their government collaborated with the Nazis and gave Jews away to the Nazis. And yet, what happened to them? The French would lose their empire. Slowly but surely, they did. And they got hit pretty hard in the 1950s in the war in Vietnam when they were fighting the communists. I'm not saying communism is great. I don't believe it's great at all. I don't believe God approves of any government that makes its people into slaves and as dictators who harm people's individual rights. But God does use other nations to punish people, as he used pagan Babylon with a pagan king like Nebuchadnezzar to wake up his people Israel to come home to him by punishing them for their own sins. And God uses nations to do this. And he used the Soviet Union, which I do. I'm not saying that God's a communist. Don't get that at all. Don't say that God was in favor of the Soviet Union because the Soviet Union blasphemed his name. But we could also say that God used the Soviet Union to punish the Eastern European nations that were under them for a period of time until the Lord God
caused the Soviet Union to implode in spite of itself, and the Soviet Union did not exist anymore, which gave the Eastern Europeans freedom after 40 years of being enslaved. See what I mean? And God did judge Russia for their past sins. God judges all nations. Nations may fall away from God, but His judgment is still upon them. No one can get away from God's judgment, not an individual, nor individuals in a country who live in a nation. God will judge us all. He judges us now as we live on the earth. And we know about the last day of judgment. God is not holding back His judgment on the last day. He's holding it right now, how you and I live. If we walk with Him, we know our home will be in heaven because right there He is judging us, how we live for Him, how we allow Him to live within us, and how we spread His word to other people. Or we live for the world and do things of the world, and we judge it another way. And won't be a part of Him, and heaven will not be our home. And that's a judgment right there. On the last great day of judgment, that's when all of us will be judged, even among the saints. And if you are a saint, you don't have to worry about being thrown into the lake of fire, because why would God throw you away from heaven? You lived in heaven, died, and your body died, but your spirit lives, you're going to get a great reward. Now, those who did not, they're going to be cast away because they chose their life to live away from the Lord. And living away from the Lord means death. So let's begin now with chapter 51 from the book of Jeremiah. Utter destruction of Babylon. Thus saith the Lord. Hold on for a second, my friend. I need a drink of water before I begin reading again. Start to lose my voice. Oh, okay. I'm ready now. Okay, hold on, everyone. I'm ready. Thus saith the Lord. Behold, I will raise up against Babylon, against those who dwelt in the Lebanon, and destroying wind, and I will send winnowers to Babylon, who shall winnow her and empty her hand, empty her land. For on the day of doom they shall be against her all around, against her let the archer bend his bow, and lift himself up against her in his armor. Do not spare her, young man. Utterly destroy all her army. Thus the land of the Chaldeans, and they're thrust through the streets. Israel is not forsaken, not Judah, but this God. Let me hear that again. It is God, the Lord of hosts, who the land will still sin against the Holy One of Israel. Flee from the midst of Babylon, and everyone save his life. Do not be cut off from her iniquity, for this is the time of the Lord's vengeance. He shall recompense her. Babylon was golden for the golden cup from the Lord's hand that made all the earth drunk. The nations drank her wine. Therefore the nations are dread. Babylon has destroyed, fallen, and been destroyed. Wail for her. Take balm from her pain. Perhaps she may be healed. We would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. Forsake her. Let us go, everyone, to his own country, for her judgment reaches to the heavens and lifted up to the sky. The Lord has revealed our righteousness. Come, let us declare in Zion the word of the Lord our God. Come, let us declare in Zion the ox say, come, let us declare in Jesus the word of our God. Yes. Make arrows bright and gather and shield. The Lord has raised up the spirit of the king of Mede, for his plan is against Babylon to destroy it, because it is the vengeance of the Lord, vengeance for his temple set up in standard on the walls of Babylon. Make the ground strong, set up the watchmen, prepare the ambushes, for the Lord has devised Babylon. O you who dwell by the many waters, abundant in treasures, your end has come. The measures of your contribution, the Lord of hosts has sworn by himself, surely I will fill you with men and with as with locusts, and they shall lift up and shout against you. He has made the earth by his power. He has established the word of his wisdom and struck out the heavens by his understanding. When he utters his voice to of waters in the heavens, he causes vapor to ascend from the ends of the earth. He makes lightning from the rain. He brings the wind out of his treasures. Everyone is dull-hearted without knowledge. Every malice-ness is put to shame. The carved images were his molded images of falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are futile in words of error. In the time of their punishment, they shall perish. The portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the maker of all Israel, is the tribe of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name. And you notice how the Lord does not, he hates engraven images here. That's why it's so hard on Israel, because what was he saying in these verses? That the engraven images, they have no breath, they cannot talk, they surely cannot answer your prayer. And why are you worshiping something that cannot talk? And here were the people of Israel, but God punished them. They knew who God was, but yet they thought they could have it good by being like the world and worshiping nothing. Nothing, I mean, was worshiping pagans that could not hear their prayers, could not feel their feelings, could not even love them. And the Lord who loved them grew jealous and punished them for their iniquity. He showed them, if you want to go back to the way it was when you were slaves in Egypt, so be it. And this is how you're going to live. But he promised never to forget them, and he never did. He never forgot them. So, my friend, do not put vain hope in things the world tells you to put vain hope in. Follow the will of the Lord. When people come up with other teachings that say that Jesus Christ is not the only way to get to heaven, we know that is a lie. Rebuke it in the name of Jesus and do what is right according to our Lord's eyes and his heart. We know the truth. If you know the truth, why go the other way? Why rebel against our Lord by following other teaching? Follow the word of the Lord and do what is right in his eyes. Verse 20. You may battle axe, weapons of war, for with you I will break the nation at peace. With you I will destroy the kingdom. With you I will break to pieces the horses and its riders. With you I will break to pieces the chariot and its riders. With you I will also break to pieces men and women. With you I will break in pieces old and young. With you I will break to pieces the young man and the maiden. With you I shall break to pieces the shepherd and his flock. With you I will break to pieces the farmer and the yoke of oxen. With you I will break to pieces the governors and rulers. I will repay Babylon, all the inhabitants of the Chesedim, for the evil they have done in Zion. In your sight, saith the Lord, behold, I am against you, O destroying mountains, who destroys all the earth, saith the Lord. And I will stretch out my hand against you, roll down from the rocks, and make you a burnt mountain. They shall not take away you a stone from a corner. Neither a stone nor for a foundation, you shall be a desolate forever, saith the Lord. Set up a banner in the land. Blow the trumpet among the nations. Prepare the nations against her, kingdoms against her. Azeroth, Mena, Azeroth, appoint a marshal against her. Cause the horses to come up like the bristling locust. Prepare against her the nations, with the kings and the Medes, its governors and its rulers, all the land in this dominion, and the land will tremble in sorrow, for every purpose of the Lord shall be performed against Babylon, to make the land of Babylon a desolate, without inhabitants. The mighty men of Babylon have ceased fighting. They have remained their stronghold. Their might has failed. They became like women. They have burnt their dwelling places. Bars on their gates are broken. One runner will run to meet another, and one messenger to meet another, to show the king of Babylon that his city is taking all sides. The passage is a block. The knees have burnt. The reeds they have burnt with fire, and the men of war are terrified. But thus saith the Lord of hosts, God of Israel, daughter of Babylon is threshing floor when it is time to thresh her. Yet a little while, and the time of the harvest will come. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, has allured me. He has crushed me. He has made me empty, vessel. He has swallowed me up like a monster. He has filled the stomach with my desolation. He spit me out. Let the violence done to me of my flesh be upon Babylon. The inhabitants of Zion will say, and my blood be upon the inhabitants of the Chedorim. Jerusalem will say, for thus saith the Lord, behold, I will plead your case and take vengeance for you. I will dry up by her sea and make her springs dry. Babylon shall become a heap of her dwelling places for the jackals. An astonishment of hissing for the other inhabitants. They shall roar together like lions. They shall growl like lions whelps in their excitement. I will prepare their feast. I will make them drunk. They may rejoice, not wake, saith the Lord. I will bring them down like a lamb with slaughter, like a ram with the male goat. Oh, how shameful that check is taken. Oh, how the praise of the whole earth is seen. How Babylon has become a desolate among the nations. The sea has come up over Babylon. She is covered with a multitude of its waves. Her cities are desolate. A dry land and the wilderness, a land where no one dwells, which no son of man passes. Punish Baal in Babylon. I will bring out his mouth, and they have swallowed, and the nation shall not stream to me anymore. Yes, the wall of Babylon shall fall. My people go out in the midst of her. I let everyone deliver her himself, and the fierce anger of the Lord lifts the heart faith, and you fear for the rumor that will be heard in the land. A rumor will come 1 year, and after that, another year, a rumor will come, and violence in the land will the ruler against the ruler. Therefore, behold, the days are coming that I will bring judgment on carved images of Babylon. Her whole land shall be ashamed, and all her slain shall fall in the midst. Then the heavens and the earth and all that is in them shall sing joyously over Babylon, for the plunder shall come to her from the north, saith the Lord. As Babylon has caused the slain of Israel to fall, so Babylon, if you may have escaped the sword, get away. Do not stand still. Remember the Lord afar off, and let Jerusalem come to your mind. We are ashamed because we have heard the reproach. Shame has covered our faces, for strangers have come into the sanctuaries of the Lord's house. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, saith the Lord, that I will bring judgment on her carved images throughout all the land. The wounded shall grow, though Babylon will mount up to heaven, and soon she will to fortify the height of her strength. For me, plunders to come to her, saith the Lord. The sound of a cry comes from Babylon, a great destruction from the land of the Gentiles, because the Lord is plundering Babylon, silencing her loud voice. Through the waves roar like great waters, and the noise of her voice is uttered because of the plunder has come against her, against Babylon, and her mighty men are taken. Every one of their bow is broken. For the Lord God has recompensed. We surely repay, and I will make drunk her prince and wise man, her governor, her deputy, her mighty man, and they shall sleep, perpetual sleep, and not awake, saith the king, whose name is the Lord of hosts. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the broad walls of Babylon shall utterly broken, and her gates shall be burned with fire. The people who labor in vain, and the nation because of fire, they shall be weary. The word which Jeremiah the prophet commanded Sarah the son of Nehram, the son of Moshe, when he went with Zerah, the king of Judah, to Babylon in the fourth year of his reign, the Sarai was the quartermaster. Jeremiah wrote in a book all the evil that would come upon Babylon. All these words that are written against Babylon. Jeremiah said to Syria, when you arrive in Babylon, see it and read all these words, and you shall say, O Lord, you have spoken against this place, cut it off, so that none shall remain in it, neither man nor beast. And it shall be a desolate forever. Now it shall be, when you have finished reading this book, that you shall tie a stone to it and throw it out into the Euphrates. And you shall say, thus Babylon shall sink and not rise from the catastrophe, and I will bring upon her, and they shall be weary. Far words, thus far of the words of Jeremiah. And you see, Babylon doesn't exist anymore, does it? But Jerusalem does. Jerusalem has been attacked by every nation on the earth. Even Babylon attacked it. But Babylon does not exist anymore. And what happened to the great city-state of Rome? It plundered Jerusalem too, did it not now? destroyed the temple and took all the riches from it. Well, after the Roman Empire fell, all these nations, well, I can say the pirated nations, began plundering Rome itself. You had all these little pirates come over there and vandals and all that come into Rome and do the same thing to Rome. And of course, in Babylon, as the Lord said it was going to happen, it was going to be destroyed. And remember, when this book was written, it was written at a time where Babylon was supposed to be the greatest melting pot city, the greatest city upon the earth. Think about it. When the king of Persia took Babylon, he made his capital in Babylon. Alexander the Great even made Babylon his capital when he took over the Persian Empire. So, you can see the city must have been such a bewitching city that if you lived on the world, you felt trapped to its roof of the demonic things that were going on to it, that you would fall for it. But God had a plan that the city was not going to last forever, and he would eventually destroy Babylon but through other nations who conquered and would eventually destroy the city state. Read the last chapter of the book of Jeremiah, chapter 52. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he became king. And he reigned 11 years. His mother's name was Humble, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. He also did evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all of Jotham had done. For because of the anger of the Lord, this happened in Jerusalem and Judea. Finally cast them out from his presence, and Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. Then it came to pass in the ninth reign, in the tenth month, on the tenth day of the month, that Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, and all his army came against Jerusalem and encamped against it. They built a siege wall against all around. So the city was besieged until the 11th year of King Zedekiah, the fourth month of the ninth day of that month. The famine had become so severe in the city that there was no food for the people in the land. And the city wall was broken. So all the men of war fled. And that city at night, by the way of the gate between the two walls, which was by the king's garden, even though the chatelains were near the city all around, and they went by the way of the plain. But the army of the chatelains pursued the king, Netherlands, and the plain of Jericho, and all his armies were scattered all from them. So they took the king and brought him up to the king of Babylon, and the Rebbechah, Wilbelah, in the land of Hamath, and he pronounced judgment on him. Then the king of Babylon killed the son of Zedekiah before his eyes, and he killed all the princes of Judah and Rabbakeh. He also put out the eyes of Zedekiah, and the king of Babylon bound him in bronze cedar and took him to Babylon and put him in prison the day of his death. Now, in the fifth month of the tenth day of the month, which was the 19th year, King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, the captain of the guard who served the king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem. He burned the house of the Lord and the king's house and all the houses of Jerusalem. That is all the houses of the great man. He burned with fire, and all the army of the chatelains who were with the captains and the guard broke down all the walls of Jerusalem around. Nebuchadnezzar, the captain of the guard, carried away captive some poor people, the rest of the people who remained in the city, the defectors who had deserted to the king of Babylon, and the rest, the captain of the guard, left some of the poor in the land as visitors and farmers. The bronze pillars that were in the house of the Lord, and the cart of the bronze sea that were in the house of the Lord, the chamberlains broke in pieces and carried the bronze to Babylon. They also took away the pots, the shovels, the trimmers, the bowls, the spoons, and all the bronze utensils with which the high priest ministered. Whatever was sold, the gold, and whatever was sold, the solid silver. Whatever was solid gold and whatever was solid silver, the captain of the guard took away. The two pillars, one sea, and 12 bronze, which were under it, and the craft which Solomon had made for the house of the Lord, the bronze of all the articles were beyond the measure. Now concerning the pillars, the height of one pillar was 18 cubits, and measured 12 cubits, could measure its circumstances, and its thickness was 4 fingers. It was also hollow. A capital of bronze was on it, and the height of one capital was 5 cubits, with a network and promenades all around the capital are all bronze. The second pillar, with pomegranate, was the same. There were 96 pomegranates on the side of all the pomegranates all around the network. Well, sorry about that, my friend. Well, 90 pomegranates on the side, and all the pomegranates all around the network, the 100. The captain of the guard took Zariah, the chief priest, Zebrah, the second priest, and 3 doorkeepers. He also took at the city an officer who was in charge of men of war, 7 of the king's close associates were found in the city, the principal scribes, army, who mustered the people of the land. 60 men of the people of the land were found in the midst of the city. And Nebuchadnezzar, the captain of the guard, took these and brought them to the king of Babylon and Rabbanah. When the king of Babylon struck them and put them to death in Rabbah, in the land of Hama, thus Judea was carried away captive from his own land. These are the people who Nebuchadnezzar carried away captive in the 7th year, 10 years. In the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar, he carried away captive from Jerusalem, 832 persons. In the 23rd year of Nebuchadnezzar, the captain of the guard, carried away captives of the Jews, 745 persons. All persons were 4,600. Now it came to pass in the 37th year of the captivity of Joshua, the king of Judea, and the 12th month of the month, that evil Merodach, king of Babylon, in the 1st year of his reign, lifted up his head of Jotham, the king of Judah, and brought him out of prison. And he spoke kindly to him and gave him a more prominent seat than those of the kings who were with him in Babylon. So Jotham changed from his prison garment and he ate bread regularly before the king all the days of his life. As for his providence, as it was a regular ration given him by the king of Babylon, a portion for each day until the day of his death and all the days of his life. And you see, if Jochen had walked with the Lord and would have listened to what Jeremiah was telling him that the Lord wanted him to know, all this could have been avoided. But it did not. He spent all his life in Babylon and many years as a prisoner. But he was a blind man, was he not now? And when he was released from prison, he what was he doing? He was living in the court, the king's court of the new king of Babylon. My friends, we're going to stop here for tonight. We finally finished with the book of Jeremiah, which began a year ago. And my friends, I'd like to thank you all for calling in and listening to tonight. And as I said, I began this study when I was still part of Lighthouse Seed Ministry. But you can go back and listen to it on Lighthouse Seed Ministry. But I also encourage you, if you do that, listen to Pastor Katie Tony as well and Pastor Kenny Powers in their ministry when they preach. Don't I just go to my recordings of the ministry and listen to, and begin listening to the series and my other sermons at Lighthouse, but you can also listen to Pastor Kenny Powers and Pastor Katie Tony as well. So my friends, I want to say to you all, may the Lord Jesus Christ bless your life, and may you all walk in the presence of the Lord, and we'll continue on Thursday with a new lesson all together. And may the Lord Jesus Christ bless you all your life. I will see you all on Thursday night. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless you, and I say this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.